Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Finley 1067, the fam. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. You can stream with us on YouTube. YouTube chat is popping.
Is it?
Jeff and White Brian, send me some highlights from the YouTube chat. I'm sure they're plentiful.
I will pull it up.
I'd like to get David Aldridge on the program tomorrow, fellas. D.A., I've often mentioned how sitting in press boxes with D.A. is a real, like, joy of my career. I mean, that dude has accomplished so much but is still such a locked-in, great reporter. And he asked a question last night in the postgame of Dan Quinn. I was kind of running around. I didn't get to ask a question because I had to be live because the game was on NBC. Like, I was live for most of the hour after the game, but I did carve out some time to go hear from DQ. And DA said, like, hey, coach, I mean this with all due respect. You guys have to do more to support Jaden. And I think you can't plan on the injuries, and the Terry injury has really submarined things in a lot of ways. But, I was listening to Doc and Toby driving home last night, and they had some callers. Because you think about what time of night it is for you to be calling into the radio. Yeah. You've probably been sipping a little bit.
You twist it. Say it like that.
But one dude was like, where's the hammer? They need an identity. And in the back of my head, I'm like, I know he's not a stud, but maybe Brian Robinson would help this team. Who knows, right? There's so many questions from a personnel decision-making standpoint. But in no way, and I think if anybody blames Jaden for running around in that moment, I just think you're an idiot. He's going to play his game, regardless what the score is. It's up to coaches to protect him, to not be on the field. And DA, understandably, could not comprehend why Jaden Daniels is on the field late in that game down 31 points. And I think it's a really fair question, man. And I think it's, in a lot of ways, I don't want to say unfortunately, because the discussion points from that game would have been terrible anyway. Because the offense could do nothing. They have nothing. You were on some great teams, some good teams, some bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
When an offense has nothing they can lean on. Have you noticed that? Last year.
Like we said, that was, we don't know what the identity is.
Last year, if you had if you had a short yardage situation, I knew what they were going to do. They had that little QB draw where the center and the opposite guard pulled to the right. And if you needed two, Jaden gets you four. If you needed four, Jaden gets you six. Like, they could lean on that play out of shotgun, and it worked. And then what Jaden was able to do with Terry and what Jaden was able to do with Ertz on third down, red zone stuff, like, that you had stuff you knew they could run because you knew it could work.
Yep.
This year, what the hell do they have offensively that you know?
It doesn't seem like anything. Because I think, what is it, Dan said it maybe 2 weeks ago about them not knowing their identity. And I think at this point, that should be established. And I don't know what it is, man. It's like everyone, and this is nothing against Bill, but wasn't everybody calling for just Bill? And I kept saying, run all of them. And whoever gets a hot hand, stick with them. We've seen McNichols have games. We've seen Rodriguez have games. I think I need to see people like last year, it was more or less, they went out, they did what they knew they could do. They didn't care about what nothing was outside. This year, for some reason, it seems like people are listening to what people want from the outside. I'm being honest. Like, we'll go from one guy playing to the next week, he don't see it. You got to just go play football and do what you need to do and not worry about what people are saying and thinking.
There's nothing. All right, so I asked for the YouTube comments. White Brian got me some. Jason Proctor says, Adam Peters on the hot seat for this dog water roster. Robert Wagner says, can the National Guard play defense for this team? They're in town. Maybe they're available. I saw this hater last night from Seattle holding up a sign. What Washington does, shutdowns and losses. And I was like, man, I hate that guy. But you know what? Sadly, he was proven correct by the end of the game.
He lives in Seattle, Washington, though. You got to realize they got more drugs going on in there than they do here. So what the hell he's talking about?
What? The decision to not pull Jaden late in a blowout is going to be the absolute headliner, right? And it should be, because he's by far the most important player on the team. I don't think he should have been out there, period. I don't know if you land there with me or you think it's more hindsight.
I think it's a lot of hindsight. We've seen too many games finish just like that and nobody get hurt. But I understand the mindset. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can understand why people say it, but after playing it so many years, hell, I was in situations like that and playing quarterback in college. I was in league games like that. I watched other quarterbacks in the same position and they didn't get hurt. You know, it's just, like I said, you watch how he was thrown and he just went to brace himself and boom. That was freak. And ain't nothing nobody can really do about it. But I guess you could say this, for those people that want to say it, if he was not in there 100%, he wouldn't have been hurt. But just because he's there don't automatically mean it's going to happen either.
Beyond the Jaden situation, which is hard to bridge that chasm, right? Because the Jaden situation is massive. What was worse, the offense or the defense? It's got to be the defense, but the offense was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, we say the defense because the points just pile up, but we knew last year the success we had on this team was the offense would go out there, have these long, sustained drives, and get touchdowns at the end. Defense came out fresher. This year, you don't get that. A touchdown scored, defense goes to the sideline. Special teams give it back to them, or the offense have a quick drive and they're right back on the field.
Even last night, they tried to switch it up. They took the ball, right?
Yeah.
They've been deferring every time they win the toss. Last night, they said, no, we want the ball. We're going to try to change things up.
Mm-hmm.
They get a first down on the first drive. Then there's that Biadasz penalty on first down of the next series. And you can argue if that was a bad penalty or not. I thought, if anything, it was a clip, not a blindside block. They looked shoulder to shoulder to me, but
I don't know what football is halftime.
It's so far from relevant at this point.
I watch people get hit in the chest and just like not very hard. They throw a flag. I watch other guys get decapitated and they don't call flags. I don't know what football is.
But they run six plays, then have to punt. Of those six plays, zero were carries to running backs. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jaden ran a couple times. Those were scrambles. Those were not designed quarterback runs. He was under pressure all night.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, the numbers will bear that out. He was under pressure on more than half of his dropbacks.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting killed all night. I think it's kind of obvious that Jaden doesn't have a ton of trust in his pass-catching weapons at times, but he's also just running for his freaking life.
Mm-hmm. When you take off and you run, you're not necessarily going to be looking down the field all the time, especially if it happens all the time. You will do that early on in games, but as it goes on, if you notice that there's no blocking, no separation, I got to just get yours if I can. And his legs and C-Rod legs seem to be helping some. You got to figure it out, man. I just don't want this thing to get to a situation like I used to look at Michael Vick, in a sense, where he was so talented that it was like, if everything breaks down, make something happen. I don't want that to ever become what it is with him.
And you wonder.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's just such a disaster. I wonder how Kingsbury feels. I mean, remember when it was a foregone conclusion Cliff would get a job this cycle?
Mm-hmm.
Is that still a foregone conclusion?
Don't know.
And I'm not saying it isn't, but, I mean, offensively, it's not good. And it wasn't good with Jaden. The stats are kind of skewed, but, I mean, I don't know defensively that there's anything you can do. We talk about Washington's offense has nothing that looks easy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing they can rely on.
Yeah.
Seattle at one point had a 1st-and-25, 2nd-and-12, turned into 2nd-and-17 and still converted.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle in short yardage situations was lining up in empty with five wide because they couldn't have been less concerned about pressure.
Yeah.
And they knew, singled up, they might have the best receiver in football. Jaxon Smith-Njigba is the real deal.
He's good. Yeah.
It wasn't just in Jigba that was killing people.
Oh, it was everybody.
Torrey Horton last night, 4 for 48 with 2 touchdowns. But they knew 3rd-and-6, we'll run in Jigba on a slant. It'll get us 12. Like, they had something they could rely on.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
And Washington doesn't have that. And that is an indictment on the front office, on the offense, on the players. Like, that is a soup to nuts problem.
Totally.
I don't know what these answers are. It's just remarkable how fast this thing has turned.
It was quick.
I was watching.
And look, the thing for me, Jay, you know, I've always discussed when you see a team go through a year, not many injuries, they're coming. I didn't expect them to come in like this.
No.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the injuries are significant. Nicky Jobvala just tweeted out a post of the games missed, the injury games missed, and it's already surpassing all of last year, I believe, mm-hmm. and it certainly will by the time you get to the end of the year and you add up Wise and Eckler and, like, these guys are going to miss significant time. Whew, buddy. Santana Moss joins us at 11. Phone lines open at 11:30. The phone lines are not going to be in a happy place.
Oh, we know that.
If you're not in a happy place in your home, maybe you're looking for a new place, you got to call our friend John Leahy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Right, John Leahy does sell the DMV, and he does it better than anybody.
Just like a recent seller, they reached out to John because they wanted to get their house sold, and they got an offer that was $20,000 over the asking price. There was no stress and no setbacks. They had recently been told by another agent that they wouldn't be able to make any money, but that all ended up being an absolute lie and a farce because when John went in, John got them exactly what they wanted and more. We're talking about our good friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. You can go to johnsellsdmv.com and find out what your home's value is in mere seconds. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. And if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
Keep this in mind. John has a deep bench of buyers in waiting, more than 10,000 buyers ready to rock. He could have your home sold before you even realize it. And if you need a little bit of cash to fix things up before you list it, talk to John. He could front you up to $50,000 to make repairs and upgrades, making your home irresistible to buyers and getting you more cash. And you just settle up with John on the back end at closing. Call him today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing. All right, B, when you talk about DMV hoops, right? Like real legends of DMV high school basketball.
Yeah.
You typically talk about the WCAC, probably the best high school basketball conference in the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about a dude, I remember being at St. John's, and when he signed with Georgetown, it was a big-ass deal. You talk about a guy with pure handles. It is Mr. Chris Wright. Chris, what's up, dude? Thanks for making time.
What's going on, family? Nice to see you. JP, what's going on?
What's happening, brother?
Chris just had a birthday. I ran into him at Clyde's and Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
Asked if he could come join us, man.
You're also, yes.
How often are you doing the Wizards postgame show on the radio?
I do every game. I've been doing every game the last 2 years. This is my third year doing every game.
That's awesome, man. Cool. And you can listen to the Wiz right here on 106.7 The Fan.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
All right, dude. So,
big day today.
Big day today.
Right. Big day. Let's not play around. You know what time it is. You already know. I'm excited, JP. Listen, man. This is great for the community. Great for the city.
Yeah.
I'm excited because we've been so rich in basketball history for so many years. And to see these programs kind of emerging at the same time, it's a lot of change that's been going on. It's an exciting time for the DMV, I think.
Can you see that this game here? Because, you know, when you are playing relatively close to somebody else, you know, and you get neighborhoods going to one school or somebody from the opposing neighborhood goes to the other school, Can you see that lifting up the play of both of these colleges?
Absolutely. I mean, it's nothing like a – even at the high school level, you know, growing up in this area, it's so much competition. And when you play against people, it's such a rivalry. And at the college level, it's been the same way, too. It's just been unspoken. It just hasn't been explored. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those – Georgetown and Maryland has always – we've always had a rivalry. We just haven't really been able to expose that, you know, because we've always been in our own respective conferences, doing our own respective things, and we have our own rivalries inside our conference. But just – I could tell you as an athlete and as someone that's been growing up and knows both sides – it's always a little bit of, you know, what it's like if we played against y'all and, you know, we feel like we're the top dog and vice versa. So, yes, it definitely builds for sure.
See, JP don't know who he's cheering for because he went to both colleges, man.
I want to be crystal clear. I know who I'm cheering for.
Yeah, but if Georgetown wins, he's going to find a way to use that little grad school deal.
Yo,
that's how he played the Chris.
I'm rooting for the Hoyas except tonight. Like, they're not even close.
It's all right. You know, you got home court advantage right now, so it's okay.
Can I? All right, you want me to put my Maryland hat on? We'd have home court advantage if it was a Cap 1, too.
Stop it.
That's true. Stop, and you know.
You know what? You might right now.
Let's talk about these teams. So obviously, you played at Georgetown. You grew up in Maryland. Went to St. Yes, John's. Like, it's a weird regional thing because. For so long with Big John and Gary and Lefty, like nobody would play each other. They just refused to admit the other existed. Now right. The new world of college sports, they're playing and it's awesome. What the hell are we going to see tonight? These teams change every year. Like
big time.
Maryland had a massive coaching change. I hope Kevin Willard sits on a pineapple. Like, well, I don't know what Buzz Williams has built here. What are we going to see tonight?
You know, one thing I say and one thing I miss about college basketball and it's the one thing about the whole NIL phase is that you get to grow with the players. You know, you get to grow with the kid. You see them come in. You get to see them develop. You get to see them go through a certain thing. That was one of the beauties of college basketball. You got to see guys for at least 2, 3, or 4 years. You know, so the fans and alumni and the students all grow with that person. So you grow a community with you. Now it's a little different because everything has become so corporate style and business hungry and NIL this and NIL that. It gets kind of hard for you to see, oh shoot, we got eight new players on the team now. Like, who are these guys, you know? So the rivalry now becomes of the traditions and becomes of the lineage, and it becomes what me and you are doing. It's for bragging rights because we don't have the connections yet.
Right.
You know, unfortunately, we want to try to build that, hopefully, and I think that's still the most sustainable way of winning. But, you know, that's just not the model, the business model right now. So more so than what we're going to see out tonight is more so this the fact that me and you could talk trash when I see you at class tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Right.
And we can kind of have that banter. Because as much as we love our schools, the connectivity in terms of who the players are and what they're about is not there. Now, I can say this, that Buzz Williams, I played against him in college. He was at Marquette. Buzz Williams is a hard-nosed, tough, physical, fast, big, strong type of coach. Like, that's how he likes his players to play. He likes to play physical. He likes to play fast. I think the Maryland fan base and alumni will get behind that over time because he's one of those guys. He definitely mirrors the mentality of Maryland Terrapins basketball, for sure. You know, he has that kind of – he does have a kind of – weird kind of Gary Williams kind of vibe to him. Around. He can go crazy on the sidelines, you know, and he's a no-nonsense kind of guy. So, you know, he's a big-time coach. I will say that about Coach Buzz. And in Georgetown, we're coming back, man. I think we're coming back in a strong way. It's weird because our strong suit is guard play this year. It's not bigs.
Right.
So that's going to be the interesting thing to see. And we got Malik Mack, who's a local guy. You know what I'm saying? That's my guy. He's a St. John's guy. So, y'all already know what time it is, man. You know, it's Hoyas, man. We're coming in to make some noise.
Let me ask you a question, Chris. You mentioned you have eight new guys on the team. How do teams find a way to – I understand, and I've always felt players should have got paid in college. I felt they should be able to profit off their name, image, and likeness. But how do you get a guy to be in the school for – like, so you see somebody in one school 1 year, another school next year? Hell, I think you once you sign it, you're there.
Right. I would love that, too. But you have to – I mean, there's business practices that – you got to look at everything like a business now, you know, whereas the whole way that you were to recruit back in the day, that's gone. That's completely gone, you know. Even if the – you know, I don't know. I'm not just saying if they were doing it legally. It's still gone how they were doing it back then.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that whole style is different. I think the business models have to change in order to make it significant so these kids can see the benefit of staying for 2 and 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, what is the plan that you're putting in place for them to stay 2 and 3 years? If you, that should be a marketing tool. I'm giving out gems right now because just because I'm cool like that. But I think that should be some type of marketing tool to figure out how you can keep kids, because after a while, you got to create a community.
Yep.
You got to create something, you know, yep. you want to keep your job. So the only way you can keep your job is some type of sustainability. And, you know, so I don't know to answer your question. I think that's the part of the game that needs to be figured out. And I think NCAA has to be a part of that as well.
Well, I think you need to go to somebody else because they don't know how to figure it
they
out.
They don't know how to do it.
Yeah, right. right.
Chris, right. A real question on this thing. Like, Maryland's in a unique position because Buzz just got here, and if tonight goes well or not, Buzz is part of this thing for a while now, right?
Yep.
Cool. And tonight's not going to make or break anybody's season. John Thompson had Scott Van Pelt was talking about it on his podcast. Big John had a famous line about November college basketball not meaning much. And that's all I can say of the Big John quote. But
yeah,
what kind of pressure is Cooley under for the Hoyas? Like, he's in year three? And they haven't made a tournament yet? Like,
What is that?
Yeah. It's got to be mounting over there.
JP, you asking all the right questions. You asking all the right questions. I'm with you. I mean, I think we all feel the same way. And first of all, let me say this. I'm behind Coach Cooley, and I respect what he's doing at his development program. This is the first year I can say that I feel like this is reminiscent of what an Ed Cooley team looks like. You know, in terms of personnel, in terms of how they're playing, it looks more like that his style of play. You know, so he has, and it's still growing. He still needs more. He's still going to get better players as the years go on. Not saying these kids aren't good, but the style of play is more after 2 years of rebuilding and reshaping. Unfortunately, we don't have PV and Sorber to back that up. But after 2 years of reshaping, it's starting to look like his type of guys. Gritty, strong, physical, athletic, long, lanky. We're starting to see the style that Cooley likes. So, yeah, it's year three, man. I always thought that even as a player, it takes 3 years to kind of figure out your role in the game. And I think the same thing with coming into a new as a coach. So year three, we want him to make the tournament. That's what we're looking for. We're betting on that. You know, we brought him in to win, and I think it's time for us to, as a community, to feel that. And yeah, so. You want to have a good showing. November basketball in this context matters.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have a good showing. You want us to look good. You want us to perform well. You want us to have an identity, a culture that we can, you know, we can build on. So, yeah, it's all hands on deck for Coach Cooley and the staff, man. We want to get it done, and we're supporting them.
What kind of wages you and JP got?
Clyde's? Maybe Clyde's wings. How about that, Chris?
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about that. We're going to do some Clyde's wings for sure.
Dude, I appreciate you making time for
appreciate
us.
You,
go Hoyas most nights except tonight.
No, appreciate you guys. Y'all doing a great job. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate right, you,
thanks,
brother.
Chris.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Former Hoyas great Chris Wright joining us here. Big matchup tonight in College Park. Georgetown versus Maryland. You can listen to it on 980. That game tips at 6 o'clock. Woo! I'm fired up for that one. I'll probably watch a half of it with my kids crawling all over me. Nobody go anywhere. It's Ask B. Mitch Anything next. Open them phones, Jeff.
You heard Quan Martin right there. One of my favorite lines I've ever heard in that Burgundy and Gold locker room last week, getting ready for the Detroit playoff game. Yeah, they're good, but we're good, too.
We're good, too, brother.
I love that from Quan. Hopefully that's the energy this week.
Always.
We're trying something new. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're live at BigBear.ai Performance Center, Ashburn, Virginia, as the Commanders are getting ready to take the practice field in about a half hour. You can watch us on Monumental. You can watch us on the YouTube stream on the 106.7 The Fan page. Listen to the show wherever you get your content, Spotify, Apple Pods, on the iHeart app, on the Odyssey app. But for the first time, we're bringing a guest on, and we're trying to do it on television, too. Huey, I don't know what that screen means, but we'll see how it looks. Tashawn Reed from the Washington Post.
There you
Post
go. I see both of y'all.
All right, cool. Yeah. Sean, what's up, man? Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate y'all having me.
So you've been on the beat now 2 months or so, covered the Raiders prior to that, and I've been following you on Twitter for some time. And you had a story last week that stood out to me that I wanted to follow up with you on. I want to say it was Thursday or Friday, prior to the trade deadline, you basically wrote, I don't think they're going to do anything. I don't think they should do anything. You were proven correct, How did you land on that determination, and why do you think that was the right move?
I think the reason for not tearing it down, not going on a fire sale, is this team is trying to compete right now, you know, and also in the immediate future. And if you start, you know, trading away, let's say, a big name like Laramie Tunsil or something of that nature, you're trying to win next season, you got to go get you another right, left tackle. And so it's kind of taking a step back, you know, for reasons that don't really make sense, in my opinion. And I also think that at this point, you're going to be selling low on many of your attractive guys. Yeah. You know, teams know that you're in a desperate situation. You're trying to claw yourself back. They're probably not going to offer you as good of a deal as they would in the offseason.
Totally.
And so, you know, while this team does need some extra draft capital, you know, they're light on picks early next year. You only have, I think, 2 picks in the first 4 rounds. I don't think you force it on that front. And then, obviously, with where they were, even before the loss to the Seahawks, they're not in a position where they're 1 or 2 moves away from contending.
Right.
You know, all the injuries that they've had, the defensive struggles, even the offense not being what it was, even though it's been pretty good, not being quite what it was last year. It just didn't make sense to use more of those future resources that you're already thin on. And so standing pat, seeing how it goes, I thought was the best call. And especially after you know, have Jaden go down to that pretty gruesome looking injury that, you know, may not end up being as worse, you know, or as bad as yeah. you might have thought when you initially seen it. I still think, you know, you don't go either way at the deadline. You just kind of stand pat and take your lumps this year if it doesn't go your way the rest of the season, and then recalibrate in the offseason.
See, that's what I felt. I felt exactly that they are not 1 or 2 guys away from being good, so why try to make anything happen? And then again, you're absolutely right. No one is going to offer them what they want right now. And I know everyone feel you got to have draft picks, but you can deal with that stuff next year in the offseason and make sure that you choose the free agents that you bring in, whether they are guys in their second, third, fourth year or guys you bring undrafted. You got to hit on those instead of trying to go do all that right now, because draft picks aren't guaranteed anyway.
Right, and the other part of that is you have to think about the free agency formula. If you lose a guy that's on an expiring deal, like a Deebo Samuel, for example, you might get a comp pick in 2027 for that. Mm-hmm. And so that may not help you next offseason, but in the future you can still get some draft capital from some of those guys. You know, some people have asked, you know, a guy that's on an expiring deal, why don't you trade him now and get something out of him instead of, you know, him leaving in free agency? You still could get something out of him, just not necessarily next year.
Well, dude, I think of the guys that you maybe could have gotten, I just don't think – they just traded for Tunsil, right? You trade him away, you're going to lose 15 cents on that dollar with 9 games in. Like, what is the value there, right? And I think the caveat with Tunsil is you're going to have to pay him. He's not playing on this deal next year. But I think when they traded for him, they understood that, and they view him as a long-term piece. Payne is the same thing. I think what people sleep on in NFL trades is that contract is almost as important as skill. Skill, talent is number one, but contract is
1A.
Yeah, man. And so, like, somebody might want Daron Payne, but they know they have to pay him and work out a deal this offseason. That's why I thought Kinlaw was kind of interesting, but they just acquired Kinlaw. They clearly think he's a part of this for the long haul. The one, I don't know if you saw the report out of Buffalo, I think it was a dude that covers the Bills for The Athletic, said, you know, Vaughn and Deebo are in play for Buffalo. And either of those moves would have made a lot of sense to me. Von Miller's at a stage of his career where he's chasing rings. He's pretty open about it, right? This situation in Ashburn doesn't seem like a ring chaser at this season. And so I wondered if maybe it was like a do the right thing by Vaughn kind of move. But, B, you were at an event with him, right?
Yeah.
It seemed like he's pretty content here.
He's content, and I think when he came here, he was chasing the ring because he saw how good this team was last year. But now he has to understand the reality of this thing but he plays in pure passing downs.
Right.
And what's the percentage of that? How many people out there are willing to pay that just for that? We felt it was going to be a bonus,
right,
coming here. But, hell, there's not a lot of third and longs happening.
Right. I think the guys that would have made sense for them to trade are going to net you conditional sixths and sevenths. And at some point, what I applaud for you is you called your shot and were proven correct. And I think you approached it just from a place of logic, not kind of reacting to how bad things have gone.
Yeah, front office can't be emotional. That's how you get yourself in the hot water. And
sure.
Even where this team is with all the injuries, like the top three edge rushers are out right now. Like if you trade Von Miller, I mean, unless you're just giving up on the season, which I don't think they are, you need some edge rushers. You know, you give him away, then right. Who do you have left? And then with Debo, like I said earlier, you know, he's been playing well this season. I think they could have interest in bringing him back. But even if you don't, you're probably going to get a comp pick in the formula for him, you know, if he signs with another team. And so, and he's also a guy that, you know, like you mentioned, you know, earlier, you know that he's going to be a free agent next year. So if you trade for him, you're going to have to pay him.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to lose him after the season.
Right.
And also, you know, he's had some injuries this season dealing with that heel injury. Yep. So a team probably wasn't offering. I don't think the Bills are offering a second round pick for Debo Samuel or anything
The
like that.
The craziest part, you love, what's your line about? Fans always want
Peter John Ramos for Shaq.
Yeah. That might be too deep of a cut for a young man like Tashaun Reed. We have Tashaun Reed from the Washington Post joining us here. You can give him a follow at Tashaun Reed, TASHANREED, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Trade deadline's over. Let's look at what's coming. Detroit is beatable. They've lost two of their last three. They just lost at home to Minnesota, and yet they come into this game as more than a touchdown favorites. Washington is reeling. They've lost four in a row. Defense can't stop anything. How do you think the Commanders get on track this weekend?
I think it's going to be tough.
That's for a deep them to breath right there.
Yeah, I mean, the defense is just difficult, especially against this Lions offense. I know that they haven't been quite as good this season as they have been in the past, but that offense is still deadly. And all the weapons that they have on that side of the ball, I mean, Amon Ra, Sam Laporta, the running backs, Jared Goff is playing well. Even with them losing Ben Johnson, that's still one of the better offenses in the league. And it's, I don't know, anything's possible, but it's tough to see that defense slowing them down. And so if the Commanders are going to win this one, it's going to have to be a shootout. And losing Jaden Daniels, having Terry McLaurin, you know, Dan Quinn already said he's not going to play this week most likely. Again, it's, you know, are they really going to be able to put up points in bunches? And so it just feels like one of those where it's going to be tough sledding for them this week. And, you know, every game, you know, you're never going to mail it in. They're going to obviously try to win out there, but going to have some crazy turnovers on defense. Yeah. And I think the run game is going to have to spring back to life. I think it'd be a little bit optimistic to expect the pass game to carry in this one with, you know, Marcus Mariota starting. McLaurin's not out there. McCaffrey's not out there. Noah Brown's still out. If the Commanders' offense is really going to run it up, you got to run the ball. That's pretty much the only option.
So, I mean, let's just run through your active receivers on Sunday. Debo, Traylon,
is Moore.
Yeah.
Lane.
Yeah, you can call up Chosen and
Chosen will probably be in. I actually like Robbie. I just think Robbie is one type of guy where he's got a loose cannon, and he will probably you say people are just young enough and crazy enough to not care. That's how he plays for me. I would like to see him out there.
Tashaun, I'm curious if you have ever noticed this or anything. Being in NFL locker rooms for a lot of years, I have noticed over the years, some guys you can see, you got to be crazy to play the sport professionally. You risk life and limb at all times on that field. Some guys you can see the crazy in their eyes. Mm-hmm. B. Mitch is one of them. Like, if you look in those eyes, you can see it, right? Yo, Adrian Peterson, when you looked into his eyes, you saw it in there. Like, okay, there's some madness in there. Robbie Chosen's got
those eyes. It's called touch.
Yeah.
Chosen's got those eyes, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see it.
They're a little touched.
Yeah. I think you need that, though.
Totally.
Like I said, it's a crazy sport.
It's a violent sport, man.
Yeah.
When you look at this season, it sure looks like it's a lost year. Jaden's injury doesn't appear to be as bad. Certainly when we all saw it live sitting there in the press box, and anybody in the stadium, anybody watching it at home, it was an oh my God moment, and probably a different word, right? Mm-hmm. It looks to not be as bad as we all feared in the immediate time frame. What would your path be with Jaden?
I definitely think there's a need to lessen the burden that he carries. You know, this season, I would say injuries was really the reason why he had to kind of shoulder that, you know, whether it was McLaurin not being in there, Austin Eckler, some of the offensive line injuries with Sam Cosmi coming back from that torn ACL. It seemed like he had to be Superman in order to kind of carry things every week. And I think pressing in that way leads a guy to scramble maybe a little bit more than he otherwise would.
Yeah.
You know, be a little bit more reckless with the football, maybe not see the field as well because he's pressing. You know, I think that's something that Dan Quinn has talked about on both sides of the ball. He sees guys pressing out there. And
you
I
can
think,
tell that's a talking point this week. Right. They're all talking about it.
I think you saw that from Jaden in a lot of ways as well. And so, you know, I think it's, you know, part of that is getting better injury luck, but, you know, I think they need another weapon or two on offense, maybe tight end, receiver, always continue investing in the offensive line. And then also part of it, even though he's not playing, you know, with the guys on defense, you gotta improve on defense. It can't be what it is, because you're just going to constantly be playing from behind, having to, you know, have these shootouts every week to win games. And it basically asks your quarterback to be perfect. And as great as he was as a rookie, nobody's ever going to be perfect. And you have to have him create a bigger margin of error for him. And I think that's done by really heavily invested in the defense this offseason and making sure that, because even last year, the defense wasn't good. You know, they didn't give up as many big plays as they did this year, but they were lagging. That's part of the reason why they went out and traded for Marshawn Lattimore at the deadline. And so I think you have to find a way to make the defense no longer be an issue and lessen some of that burden on Jaden.
Yeah, totally.
The way this is tracking, we're probably talking the 8th overall pick, the 11th overall pick, somewhere in there. I understand best player available. To me, it is D-end or wide receiver. Does that track to you? B's going to yell at us about talking about the draft in November, yeah. But like, you, this defense needs someone on the edge that strikes fear into offensive coordinators, and they don't have it.
I might go defensive and secondary, you know, whoever's the best between those two. I think receiver, if they're healthy, not to say they don't need another complimentary piece, but I think if Terry's out there, you know, McCaffrey continues to develop Lane, maybe you could pick up another guy in free agency.
Yeah, maybe you resign Debo.
Yeah, something of that nature. I think receiver could be fine, but I think it'd be tough for me to go anywhere but defense, unless there is just some overwhelming offensive player that's staring you at the face at 11. Sure, go with the best player available, but it'd be hard pressed for me to go anywhere but defense.
With every number that JP had put up here, Tashaun, he said we were 28th in this, 32nd in this, 31st in that other thing. You need to go defense.
They've invested a lot. I mean, the last three seasons, they drafted a defensive back in the second
round. They need a legitimate pass rusher.
I'm with you on that.
Somebody else in that second.
Pass rush for sure. Sean, thank you for joining us, man. We'll have to do it again.
Appreciate you, brother. All
right, that's Tashaun Reed. When we come back, Hal Hirschfeld from the Washington Spirit will join the show. Awesome. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live. Ashburn, Virginia, Big Bear Performance, BigBear.ai, Performance Center. Commanders getting set to take the practice field in about 15 minutes, getting ready for the Lions on Sunday. But right now, we're getting ready for the Spirit, the Washington Spirit, hosting a playoff game against Racing Louisville tomorrow noon at Rowdy Audi Field. Helping us get ready is Hal Hirschfeld. How fired up are you? Number 2 seed, playoffs begin tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I mean, this is what we've been waiting for all year. We've been pretty consistent over the season, so we're excited to finally show it off in playoffs and hopefully get to the championship.
Yeah, I was reading and you described your job as having to do the dirty work. You ready for that dirty work this weekend?
Yeah, I'm always ready for it. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough game. They're super physical and crazy, so I'm ready to get into it.
Like, if you know, all right, the intensity is going to ramp up because it's the playoffs, and if Louisville is a super physical team, what does that mean for you tomorrow? You got to sharpen the elbows? Like, how do you approach the game?
Yeah, I do. Exactly. I can't tell anyone about it beforehand, though, so maybe we shouldn't talk about it on the radio. But,
all right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my job is just they're super physical, and I feel like we just got to, like, maintain our control over the game and not let it go into their hands, which is going to be easy because we're at Audi, our home field. I feel like that's a huge advantage, so I'm super excited.
I think I'm coming with my daughters. They're going to be really excited, so we'll be doing our best to get rowdy.
Oh my gosh!
What is the home field advantage like there? Because it's such a dope stadium and it feels so intimate, but you can still get really good crowds.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane, honestly. Last year was my rookie year, and I didn't have crazy expectations as to how it would be, but the growth and how many people we get day in and day out at our stadium is insane, and they react to everything, not just goals. I mean, tackles, like, good plays. Like, I feel like they actually know the game, and it's just amazing to be a part of because, I mean, it seriously pumps you up when you get into hard games, like during playoffs.
You all have a few of your better players out, and but you know what? You still had a very good team. Where's the confidence level?
The confidence level's high. I mean, we've been through a lot as a team together, like having injuries and rotating starting 11s and stuff like that. So I feel like everyone has that experience that you need, like that game play time coming into playoffs. So, yeah, I mean, it's tough that we don't have some of our best players, but I think we're confident considering everyone has that experience.
Can I ask you about one of your draft mates? You're in your second season. I went to a Spirit game last summer, okay? I want to say it was against – it might have been against KC. It was, like, in August, and you guys kicked their ass.
Yeah, we did.
Dude, it was awesome. It was my oldest daughter's birthday, so I had, like, six little girls with me there for the game. And I was like, oh, man, you know, these are young girls. Like, are they going to be able to stay locked in? But they were scoring all the time. So the girls were super locked in. The young woman that I was most impressed by in that game was Croy Bethune. And I know she had a monster rookie season and then had that big knee injury. How is Croy feeling playing now?
I mean, she's doing amazing. I mean, she's always just a phenomenal player. She's so savvy, and she just has such a distinct style. And, I mean, you saw it then, and it's back again even after the injury. And she's just so resilient, and I feel like it goes to show, like, the competitor she is, that she's able to pop back like that after a knee injury and come right back up to speed, like, right before playoffs. It's so exciting.
That's great.
Well, you need to have your fans, and what kind of message do you want to give to the fans that maybe come to the game? What you need them to do?
Come out and be loud. We need y'all to be loud. Bring the energy. Seriously.
All right. So, B, listen to this. So, Hal, last year they were in the semifinals before they got to the championship, right? It was Hal that scored the equalizer in stoppage time. What was that moment like for you to get a goal in that situation?
It was insane. If you want to talk about that draft class too, that was my teammate that assisted me from Clemson. I went to Clemson, and we both got drafted together here to come to the Spirit. And I actually wasn't even supposed to be there in that play, but I know how she serves the ball, and I was like, I'm getting on the end of this, and it ended up for the best. So it was awesome, and I have never been in a stadium that loud before. I literally, my ears were like ringing. It was so loud.
That's cool.
But it was amazing.
That's awesome. Hopefully you recreate some of that. But you brought it up. I wasn't going to bring it up. The PR people did let us know that you went to Clemson. And obviously you played soccer there. But Dabo and the boys are struggling. How are you handling your Clemson Tigers football season right now?
You know, it's hard out here, and you guys are not the first people to bring it up, but I always got faith in them. It's a little late, but maybe they got time to turn it around.
Maybe. You got to play out the string, I suppose. The last thing I wanted to ask, and again, this is information provided to me, so don't get mad at me.
Okay.
How many tattoos do you have?
I have quite a few. I don't know how many now. I have like a sleeve. I have one on my ribs. I have like my knuckles done. So I feel like I have quite a bit now. I count the sleeve as like one big one. So if we're going with that, then I only got a couple. But they cover a lot of surface area. You know what I'm saying?
But I asked you this question then. Which one hurt the most? Because
the one on my ribs.
Ribs, yeah. I heard ribs hurt. For guys, chest.
How many do you have, B? Two?
I have four.
Four?
Nice. Yeah, the elbow too.
Hal, you can't
keep
track. Elbow? Elbow? No. Like on the point?
Yeah. I got
kind of around
it,
huh?
I got my elbow done like while I was injured at the beginning of this year, actually. I got hurt and I was like, oh, it's time to get a couple more tattoos. But anyways, so I got my elbow filled in and I was like, oh my God. Because, I mean, my elbows are bony. Like you guys said, I got to sharpen them up for games and that hurt.
So you're from the West Coast. You went to college at Clemson. What do you think of just D.C., just the city now that you're in your second year?
I'm from the South. I'm from Mississippi.
Oh, I saw San Diego. Forgive me.
Yeah, no, I was born there. I, like, hopped around everywhere because, like, the military. And but D.C. is amazing. Right. I love the city. I feel like we're in a good part of Virginia where you go, like, 30 minutes inland and it's, like, vineyards and orchards and so pretty, and then you go towards the city and it's obviously D.C. It's amazing. So I feel like you get the best of both worlds where we're at, and I love it so far.
We had your teammate on a few weeks ago, and they talked about the vineyards as well.
Sounds like the Spirit.
So sorry, the place vineyards. Y'all like to go to.
Yeah, we know all the good spots. Don't worry about it.
That's great. Hey, Hal, good luck this weekend. We're looking forward to it. Who's our friend over there that we like to highlight? Is it the director of marketing?
Oh, Maya, my daughter.
Right, that's what I was trying to bring up.
Oh my gosh!
Maya works in marketing and what is it, licensing? Yeah.
Do you know Maya Mitchell?
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Okay,
that's awesome.
Cool. Hal, thank you for the time. We'll be watching you this weekend. We're looking forward to it.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, all right, absolutely.
Have fun. Take care.
Spirit Bye-bye. Taking on Louisville Saturday at noon. That place is going to be jumping. If they win, they get the semifinal at Audi also. So if they win, there's another playoff game coming, man.
Well, I would love to see it.
These Spirit games are fun, dude. They're the best team in town now.
They got some names. So there's a person on my buddy just hit me. Says a person on the team named Gift Monday.
I'm sorry.
Her name is Gift Monday.
Should have asked Hal about Gift. Hey, it is Thursday. It's Bleep You Thursday next. We're going to open these phone lines. Nobody go anywhere.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia, and we are excited to jump on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Talk to our friend, Mr. Sam Cosmi, Commanders, right guard. Sammy, what's up, dude? How are you?
Hey, what's up, JP? How we doing?
What up, Sam? How you doing, brother?
Doing good.
We're going to get to more fun stuff, but let's address Sunday's game. What was what was that film session like yesterday? I know DQ calls it Tell the Truth Monday. I imagine that was some hard truths.
Yeah, I mean, you know, definitely didn't start off the game how we wanted to, you know, just really being critical of everybody's collective mistakes that led to, you know, the outcome that it came to. We dug ourselves in a hole, to where it was almost impossible to try to get out of it. So, you know, not a great day in that aspect, but, you know, obviously got to learn from those mistakes and try to get better. And move past that and get on ready for the next one. So, yeah, that was pretty much what, you know, took, you know, what we did yesterday.
Now, Sam, I always feel like the big guys run the football team. I know everybody want to buy the jerseys of the, you know, the skilled position player, but I believe I always call it the engine and the transmission. If that O-line mm-hmm. and D-line are working, I think your football team's going to work. What's been conversation with you all, the offensive line, of how you can get things going again?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing right now is we are the healthiest room in the building. Right now we're kind of telling them, hey, man, put it on our shoulders in whatever way that is. So we're gonna try our best and our damnedest to get this offense going. And obviously, you know, protect our guy Marcus back there and do what we need to do to get this offense rolling.
Early in that game, there was a call against Biotish for a blindside block. And you guys had gotten the first down, you're moving the football, and then you get that penalty. I had a tough time with that call. I'm not trying to get you into trouble, but like, if you want to comment on the penalty, I understand if you don't want to. But what's it like when you go from first and 10 to first and 25? Like, how difficult does that make things early in a game like that?
I mean, very difficult. I mean, it's not a great way to start off a drive to already be in the negative. You know, when it comes to that penalty, it's such a bang-bang penalty, you know?
Right.
I don't think it was initially intentional. I think he just
– It looked shoulder-to-shoulder to me.
Yeah, you know, he was just trying to get in the way. I mean, you could play at both sides of the ball. I'm always in the fairness of calls on both sides. I'm not going to be biased in calls. And I kind of like to, hey, you know, that's the right call, or hey, that's a BS call. You know, for the ref's perspective, he's just doing his job and it's a quick play and they see it based off of, you know, clips of, you know, something happens really quick. So from that perspective, I mean, the coaching point is just to probably just put your hands out. Make it, you know, that much more visible to ref that, hey, I'm not trying to do that. So it's not going to be let it. We always say don't let it in the ref's hands to make those decisions. So that's how I kind of view that. So.
And then the least fun part of the night. I mean, there were a number of injuries. Luke on the first snap, Lattimore, you know, later on in the game. But then when Jaden goes down, just what do you guys say to each other? I mean, I saw kind of the emotional response on the field. Everybody was there. What is that moment like?
I mean, it's got, like I said, in my post-game interview, it was gut-wrenching. I thought it was his leg at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but it was his arm. I mean, that's just, it's not what you want to see from your cue. And, I mean, it just took everybody's breath out of, you know, just sucked right out. So, you know, from my perspective of the fans, I'm just happy it's not his throwing arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy it's not a leg. Yeah. And I'm happy it's just, you know, the other arm. Obviously, you don't want that to happen. So all I can do is just pray for, like, really fast recovery and healthy recovery and doing everything in our power to give him back. But, you know, on the positive note, at least it's not saying that's going to affect his ability to perform in the long run, if that makes sense.
No, so, yeah, totally.
You know, Sam, I've been out the game over 20-something years, but I still have a mindset like a player. And yep. I know it was so many people like, we shouldn't have been in there, should have been there. Just for you and your own self, you know, let people understand the mindset of a player. Once you're on the field, you're locked in. You don't ever think about, oh, I'm coming out the game. I want to be out there.
Oh, yeah, 100%. There's not, like, until they call your number and say, hey, you're done for today or what's going on, you're locked in. You're battling. Like, we always say, like, the guy across from you is trying to, quote-unquote, take your money. So,
mm-hmm.
Being able to be out there and, you know, he's trying to hurt you and vice versa. So you can't let up in any shape or form. So in our perspective, we got to be locked in. We got to be intentional. We're not trying to make mistakes. We're not trying to just be lazy or do anything like that. From my perspective, that's how I carry myself. So unless your number is taken out of the call and they're like, hey man, it is what it is. You know, we're going to take you out. Okay, I got you. Just not our day. Or, you know, it like I said, we're always in there trying to battle.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that.
Talking with Commander's guard Sam Cosmi here on the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Today, I don't even know that you know this, but today is the NFL trade deadline. Is that even on your radar?
Not on my radar, but I know it is. I know it's I've been seeing a couple things that, you know, teams have been making trades. I knew it was a trade deadline. I think that's kind of just, you know, on it, you know, a lot of people's minds today. So it's kind of hard to avoid. But I knew that. It's a very interesting day for sure. A lot of things happen.
With that in mind, like, what's it like? Like, I know you're not a big social media guy. You kind of stay off it. Do you kind of pay attention today? Just, you know, knowing who, like, I mean, because this time last year, you guys acquired Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah.
Maybe the situation is a little different, but as a player, do you pay attention for it?
Not really, no. Like, right now, I'll be honest, I'm not really on social media much. If I do get anything, it's from a couple of my buddies sending a text or my dad. I'm really out of the loop on a lot of things. As you can see, when I didn't know Terry was going to be not going to be in the game, I think that's the best thing for me specifically to mentally prepare for a game and just focus on my opponent and not let outside distractions affect my emotions going into games. And like the thing I always say to myself is, if I can come in the building each and every day and try to make myself better, it's just going to make the team better, because the only thing I can really control is myself and my attitude. And so, yeah, I just don't really let social media dictate how my emotions are going to be. So I honestly really haven't paid attention much to it.
I think that's the best place for you to be. Let's talk about something more fun. You guys still do the lineman dinners just about every week regularly?
Yeah. We do them regularly. We haven't done them as much because of the prime time games.
True.
Just late and how it kind of we're trying to get our bodies back. But for sure, we'll probably do one this week because we just have a regular week. And then we'll do some in Madrid for sure.
I mean, you got a lot of you guys live in the Ashburn area. Where are like some of your favorite spots to go?
So Clyde's is a regular for us. We tear that place up all the time. It's like it's an old like mansion that's turned into a restaurant. I don't know if you've ever been there. Yeah, I think they have another one.
There's a bunch of Clyde's. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you get?
Oh, dude, we get all the appetizers, like whatever appetizer you can think of. The wings there are great. All the dips they have over there is great. I normally just go with a steak, some mashed potatoes, but their fried chicken rice bowl is fantastic. I'll get that order to the house some nights. Well, normally that's our good go-to, or a typical fat man fashion, we'll go to like Five Guys and tear down a couple burgers.
What's your go-to at Five Guys?
You know, JP gets the small burger at the Five Guys, and he can barely eat that.
Sam. I get a cheeseburger. There should be no shame.
He gets the little kid's burger is basically what he gets.
Yeah. Hey, honestly, that's what the guys do. There's a meta that they have when it comes to they normally go for three singles. Because they said that the ratios, this is true fat man talk right here, that the ratio from bun to patty to the condiments to everything is the way to go. I don't go that route. I normally go with, typically, I go with two double cheeseburgers. I normally maybe get a hot dog.
Ooh.
The dogs are pretty good, yeah. And then a regular fries and a drink, and that's normally my go-to.
The fries are good, dude. The fries, I love. You go vinegar on your fries.
I've never done that.
You should try it, dude.
Don't.
It's good.
It's horrible.
What do you think about Old Bay on the fries?
You know, I kind of like it traditional. I love the fact that I love being able to go there and seeing the ingredients being made, unlike like a McDonald's. You know,
sure.
I like that they do it fresh. I like that the fries, you could taste that they're better ingredients. Obviously it's going to be a little bit more expensive. That was me in college. I would never go to Five Guys because it was too expensive for the burger, in my personal opinion. But now I was just like, hey, you know, I can afford it now, you know, $100 on
when I fly to DCA, it's a Five Guys right by the gates I normally fly out of. And I normally get on the plane with a Five Guys burger and some fries.
It's solid, man. It's a good burger.
Because that stuff burger. They sell you on the plane, you don't know how long that stuff been there.
100%.
What is the look of the person behind the counter when, I don't know how big the crew is, seven, eight incredibly large humans roll in to get burgers and fries?
Normally they say that they look back to the cooks back then is that about, you know, we got a big crew coming in. But the normal thing is that you guys have to play football. I'm like, yeah, we do. You guys got to be the Commanders because it's right next to here. They know the park was right here. So we go right to the one closest to us. So they kind of know that we're regulars that come through. But yeah, it's normally a fun because like the people in there are just staring at us, you know, and then you have your Cajun fan, like person come up to you. He's like, I'm a big fan. So, you know, we always show love to fans if they see us in there.
Does any fan ever try to pick up your tab?
No.
I hear all these fans talking about how big a fans y'all. No. Pick up that tab when you see them. Hell.
No, they're looking at us and like, they're good for it. They're good for it. you know, that's funny. That's a pretty big tab right there.
Yeah, I mean, at Five Guys, for you guys, I mean, you got to be talking $250, $300?
More than that, Jay.
Yeah. I mean, my order is about $40, you know, with the two burgers, fries, drink, and a hot dog.
What's your
of us order stuff from Five Guys and it's over $100.
Right. That's true.
Doubt that.
What is your soda of choice? What do you drink at Five Guys?
You know, because they have like the little machines that do all the syrups.
Oh, you mix it up?
No, I don't mix it up. I'm not one of those guys.
Good, that's gross.
I'll go like, you know, like a vanilla Coke is something I'll change up when I get there. Something I normally don't do, but it's something like Coke or Dr. Pepper, something like that.
Sure.
It's good for you that JP says because a doctor made it.
He's from Texas. He's got to be a Dr. Pepper boy.
A doctor didn't make it, JP. It's just a name.
I'm sure that's a lot of people's philosophy right there.
Sam, one day I'll have to tell you about Dr. Pepper Clear. That's definitely good for you. You mentioned the fan encounters at Five Guys. I imagine at Clyde's you have like a reservation, right? And they probably put you guys in a room.
They put up a like upstairs room that they have. You know, normally when we do go to Clyde's, we take the cues with us. So it's not just us, it's the quarterbacks as well. So
what is Jaden's order at Clyde's?
I don't know what Jaden's order is. He just kind of, he goes there and he's pretty chill and we crack a couple laughs. It's just kind of, you know, I don't know what his order is, honestly. I'm sure it's something like something. He doesn't look like he eats much, so something small, the kids meal, I don't know.
So when you guys do the Clyde's dinners, who calls ahead? Is it like Porter doing that, or is it like,
no,
I could see like Allegretti being kind of organized.
No, yeah, Nikki's normally, but it's actually Sam Hartman. Takes care of it. Yeah, Sam's a guy, so we got to put the pretty face up there, so you know they take care of us a little bit more.
Does Sam eat like quinoa and avocado and a grilled chicken breast?
Whatever he has to do. I just saw he put out that there's a like a little ad he put out or something like that, and of him like taking care of his body and stuff like that. I'm like, I could never do that. There's no way some company would come after me and tell me, hey, can you do this? I just don't have the body to do that. So Sam, I'm sure it's just like a nice filet or something like that, some like a small filet or something, you know, and like you said, something, no carbs, nothing like that.
Definitely no carbs.
Right. Salad on the side.
What is like the weirdest fan interaction? So, I mean, you got 8 offensive linemen and 4 quarterbacks rolling in. There's got to be people that freak out.
No, so normally it's like straight shot. Like it's walk through the doors, go up the stairs. Like it's they do a good job there. So, and it's pretty, I mean, it's a massive place. It's right. Huge. So we normally are able to get in and out pretty scot-free.
Okay. There you go.
That's cool.
I know you guys are expecting what, next month?
Yeah, in about 6 weeks from now, yeah.
How's everybody holding up?
You know, they're doing great. Mama's great. My little one, my little daughter, she's doing amazing. I don't think she knows what's about to happen, but we keep on trying to remind her, and she knows she likes going and my son's name's going to be Tate, his room. So we play in his room all the time and we say, hey, Tate's about to come. And you know, I think she's really excited. She doesn't really know. She's almost 2. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, my wife was just telling me today, he's like, listen, we, bye week comes around. We got to get everything going, everything wrapped up. I said, that's what bye week's for. So don't worry, we'll get everything done. She's looking at me like, I'm looking at the list. I'm like, golly, I haven't done nothing.
So. I'm sure you're excited for your bye week to be putting together cribs and whatever else is involved in getting things operational. Sam, thank you for making time for us, dude. We'll see you tomorrow. I will not be the first to bug you with a camera in your face, but should others do it, I will then join.
Yeah, of course. I know. It's all good.
You know the deal.
All right,
probably gonna be Scott again. All right, guys.
Be cool, brother. Take care, man.
Thanks, dude.
All right, guys.
All right. That's Sam Cosmi from the Commanders. You got to be able to. These guys have lives too, man. Hopefully, people understand that, right?
They do. Oh yeah, yeah. But people don't.
We still got folks on hold. I know.
People do not.
We still got folks on hold. I want to run through the Cooked Index because I have a tough question for the Cooked Index. Barstool Nate will join.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
When is it one? Nobody go anywhere. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley right here on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. Today was my first day where it's like, ah, hell, we're on TV. Because I was going to really bum it out today and wear just sweats. Uh-huh. And I was like, all right, I should at least. You got to turn that mic on, B. One way
it's
or another.
Jeff's job.
There we go.
You don't have to worry about looking good.
Well, I'm not sure I really am. Do I qualify as looking good to you?
I'm not going to say that. I'll leave that for Jeff to do.
Jeff, how do you think I look today, pal?
You like a six. It's like, I don't know, man. You look all right to me.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. 6 out of 10. I'll take it. We got good news, man. Good news from Nicky Jabala this morning. You just heard, I think that was Byron on the update.
Mm-hmm.
It's a clean dislocation. And while that sounds kind of weird.
It sounds weird as hell. Clean dislocation.
I'll read Nicky's tweet. Jaden Daniels update, no ligament damage, so no surgery. Mm-hmm. He wasn't placed on IR and won't be for now. The team will assess where he's at after the bye,
yeah.
per Nicky's source. This is what was indicated all along, simple dislocation with no fractures. Has a chance to return this season. Would think the state of the team will factor into whether he actually does come
100%.
Back. 100%. Starting just with the news, the way that injury looked, it feels like divine intervention that this thing is a simple dislocation, and that's all it is. No, nothing's broken, nothing's torn.
Yeah.
It just in the moment and watching that replay of the way his arm bends back, holy moly, it looked like it was going
to
be terrible.
I mean, anytime your arm bend and go the direction it's not supposed to be going, it's going to look weird to people. Hell, to be honest with you, when I was on a football field and I saw some injuries that I had never seen before. They were gruesome as hell. I remember one watching it on TV where I actually contemplated retirement. I saw a guy get hit in the thigh, and that's the femur bone right there in your thigh area.
Yeah.
And it snapped. So the leg kind of like flapped up and like was up here. Like
okay.
Flapping on his back. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, hell. You know, and you just start thinking about stuff. So I can understand the person who is not out on the field and seeing that, you lose your mind on it. But you see the dislocation, boom, boom. They come out there. They pop it back in place. He's walking off the field, and now it's back in the right area. And when you go through that level of action, you go, oh, okay, then cool, he's good now. But hell, it was bent the other way.
Dog.
Like what was it? We saw their foot was like going sideways.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a couple years ago. You see the guy's foot. I know.
But his arm was going the wrong way.
Yeah, it's like it goes that way. But like, then again, like young people, if that was you or I, man, that thing would have had every ligament torn.
Oh, yeah.
Bones broken. You know, but young people, it pops back in place.
Well, I don't know if this is going to make sense. So I start there.
Mm-hmm.
The way Jaden is built, he seems so, I don't know if fungible is the correct word. Like, he seems so loose. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he's lanky, kind of. You know what I mean? And his arms and his joints all seem so, like
the thing at the car. The
inflatable wacky arm man.
Yeah.
Like the way, and I think that's why some of the collisions look so bad is because like his body just flies around.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that helps him in these situations. You know what I'm saying?
It may because and it doesn't. It's not crazy because think about this. You ever notice the people that get in a car accidents that are sober always get more injured than the guy that's drunk? Because the guy that's drunk probably just think, he's in the bumper car, like on a damn roller coaster.
Right.
But the other people see it come and they tense up. And when you tense up, what happens? You think you're fighting against stuff. Now, that's the same thing I say about the tackling, just like a punch. You know, when you're just free with it, you don't have problems like that. But when you're not, you have problems.
So the good news there is Jaden doesn't need surgery. It's just, now listen, that doesn't mean he's not going through some pain. I imagine this is painful.
Pain, hell, like Shep told you, the dislocation, that's going to be some pain.
Right.
But but the thing of it is, those that can deal with that pain, they can get through that rehab better than the guys that can't deal with that pain.
Right.
You know? I think when you look at it all comes down to that. And every time we discuss an injury, what I always say, pain threshold. If you can deal with it, you can deal with it. Like, I said I didn't miss games. Never said I wasn't hurting, you know, but I was able to deal with it. And the great thing about it is I didn't like taking medicine. So not liking medicine and God giving me the ability to deal with pain was a hell of a plus. Cause if I wasn't able to take the pain, I would have missed a lot of games, believe me.
Right. Bickle just texted me, and I think this is true. Like, remember Gumby?
Yeah.
Like the old school movie?
Yeah.
Like just long and bendy and like, I mean, he kind of has some similarities there, and maybe it helped him in this one.
Well, when I watch him to go through his routine, and you'll see that coach and they put that ball in his hand. And they stand there and they bend his arm back, like that rotator cuff and all that stuff, to areas I'm not accustomed to seeing arms go that far back. So he does a lot of stretching. And the one thing I would say to anybody, I don't care, parents, the athletes, make sure you're stretching. Okay, Jeff talks about it, and, you know, Jeff do some weird stuff, so we laugh at him. But Jeff's right. You know, if you stretch, if you could find a way to do any type of like yoga, Pilates, implement that into your game plan. I don't care if you're a football player, hockey player, whatever, because there are so many people that lift weights, but not many people stretch the muscles and everything around it. So if you can stretch more often, you'll take care of yourself better. And I watched Jaden doing all the different stretches. So that made
Dude,
up him out
that,
even better.
How about that wild arm exercise he does in pregame?
Yeah.
Where he gets his arm going like it's like a cartoon. You know what I mean?
Yes. He's doing it real, real fast, but like you ever watch when they put his arm up here?
Yeah.
And then they come back with it? Man, look, I used to be able to do all that. Right now, I was just doing that. That hurt, man.
We've heard from a judge on this, Brian.
Uh-huh.
And a very respected member of the community, says we look cool on TV. How about that?
All right.
And he says the word we're looking for is malleable. Jaden's malleability might be.
Hey, that's a good word, Judge. I don't know if I was even thinking about that word.
That's why he's a judge. And we talk about football. Shout out to malleability. I don't even know. I'm going to be honest here. I don't know if malleability is a word or if you just say someone is malleable. But either way, Jaden's got it, and it's good news.
Hey, if it's not a word, you made it into one.
The question here becomes, one is pain threshold, but the kid's proven he'll play through pain. Uh-huh. He played through broken ribs. Like, you know how much that S hurts?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Because you're still getting hit on him? Like, he played through broken ribs. There's zero discussion about his pain tolerance. Can we land there?
Yeah, the man's tough. He's tough.
Tough as nails. Two, if they're going to reevaluate after the bye, obviously you got this Madrid game to deal with. You got Miami. You got Waddle and Tua and whatever they've got. Achan. But to me, a lot of this hinges on
what happens
this weekend. Games. I think specifically this weekend.
I think this weekend, yes. And rightfully so. You know, if it's a chance you can come back and you have opportunity to move on, you want to be able to do that. And I understand people's mindset and thought process, but the world of football is different than the regular world.
Sure.
Point blank. And if it's not a chance, you don't want to put that risk. You know? If doctors come out and say, you know what, this was a clean dislocation, can't be injured much more, we'll wear like a little brace, or I just saw this, yeah, I'm going to say this real quick. You saw that punter kick the ball off his ankle twice last night?
Yeah.
That was awful. But if a doctor said we're putting on a brace or some type of, you know, something to help support it or whatever, you know, and he could deal with the pain, I can see it happening again, seeing him going out on the football field, I'm saying. Not saying an injury, but they will do something to help support it, you know, because when they say it wasn't a throwing arm and things of that nature, if you heard everybody talking about it, everyone, they specified that, because the throwing arm, different ball game.
Totally.
Non-throwing arm, you can get through it.
Yeah, man, it's really good news that it's not a significant problem for Jaden. The discussion on will he come back, I think, is very different. And I can hear the argument, yo, he's a football player. Mm-hmm. He should come back. It's a similar argument for those that were like, of course he should have finished out that game against Seattle. Yeah. He's the starting quarterback. What do you think he should be doing?
Yeah.
At the same time, though, he's a young quarterback and the future of the organization. And if they lose, let's say they split the next two. You split the next two, you're 4-7 going into the bye week with Denver coming to town, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're three games back in the division, and we'll know a lot more. I'm sorry, you're three games under 500. We don't know what they'll be in the division.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have time to assess this, but I think I am going to approach it. Jaden's going to want to play. Period.
Yeah, that's the fact. And I think, but that is when the powers that be have to be able to step in, depending on the information they get from the doctors, to say yay or nay. And I think, I believe we have the proper people in place that will make that decision based off of that, not letting the player make the decision. You know, I think when people begin to compare the other situation with this one, that is the difference right there. He's not making the decision. He doesn't have a direct line to the owner and say, oh, I'm going to be out there.
Right.
You know, that is the complete difference right there, where I think they believe in the people they've hired to make the proper decision.
I agree with that. Well, and not that I'm defending Robert, because we all know what really happened in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But by Shanahan drafting Kirk Cousins in that same draft, it also created this subtext of, like, paranoia in a lot of ways. Jaden doesn't have to deal with that. Marcus is a good player. That's a veteran backup. Like
Jaden doesn't have to deal with it, but I don't have a problem with Rob. I have a problem with everybody thinking that because a guy is a starting quarterback, he shouldn't have to have a ability to be in competition.
Right.
You know,
I hear
because
you,
every other
I'm just
player,
saying the RG3 Kirk thing was so unique.
It was unique, but every player in the NFL had to deal with competition. And if the like we always say, the quarterback is the best and supposed to be the best athlete, the toughest athlete, the more mentally tough athlete. But we don't want him to be in competition. If he can't compete, then I don't want him to be my quarterback. You know? But it's like every time there's a person behind a quarterback, I had the same thing happen to me in college. They brought guys in. I never cared one bit. When they brought guys into the NFL, I never cared one bit. Because if you're handling your business, you have nothing to worry about. And if they want to just replace you with somebody younger, no matter what the hell you do, they're going to do it no matter what.
Good news is Jaden has avoided any sort of major issue.
Yeah.
Going to miss at least the next two games. I imagine he's still in incredible pain. That got to hurt. But when you saw it and you saw the replays of what happened, it looked god awful, and seems like
the pain subsides quicker than you think in certain injuries. It's just that.
But remember Shep telling us
when you
it was,
move,
right?
It's a different thing, you know. And then again, they got some miracle medicine in certain levels of the atmosphere.
But I think at the same time, like. People won't do this, right? But let's all try to just allow ourselves to wait and see. Because people are going to, like, maybe we open the phones at 11. Jeff's got us opening the phones at some point. We're going to open the phones at some point.
And you say wait and see, and then you open up the phone line.
I think a ton of people are going to be like, shut them down, period.
Yeah, but that's the mindset of most people because you know what you're doing? You are sitting there looking at what you would do. And look how it is in your life.
I think there will be other people that say, play him.
Yeah.
He's paid to play football.
See, that's why you have you as a reporter and me as a former player. You bring that mindset of the fan and the person. I try to bring the mindset of the inner workings of the sport. It's barbaric as hell. The way guys think, it is not what the regular person thinks. That's why if I see an injury, I'm like, oh, okay, he'll be back from it. Most people sit here about, oh, hell, he'll never play again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just different mindsets. And just try to give you both views of it to see what kind of decision you make. And then once you see something happen, you'll understand why.
I think a lot of things will probably hinge on what happens Sunday afternoon in Landover.
Yeah, yeah.
You lose that one, it's going to look a lot more difficult, right? And, hell, if you lose the next two, if you lose to Miami – and that at that point you'd be 3-8.
you won't see him.
And they're gonna let AP and DQ make this decision, right? Because Jaden inevitably will want to play. But keep in mind the way this ownership group operates, the way Josh Harris has built his other teams in Philly with the Sixers and the Devils, it's a long term view. They are not day traders. They're going for the long haul. My man Jeff is giving me a thumbs up that I'm not really sure what it's about. Thumbs up to you too, Jeffrey. Landfill's sick. He's not here. Is Jeff running the show? It's going to be exciting. It's going to keep us on our toes.
Yeah, we're going to be high today, though.
Remember how good we were feeling after Ovi got 900 the other night?
Yeah.
They got worked last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
They got beat by the Pens last night.
But you know what, though, Jay? The mindset we have to get is not to be such emotional creatures. You know, hockey is, what, 80-something games?
Yes, 82.
And they're going to have the great games and the bad games, but you cannot just let your feelings go all the way with it because you understand sometimes you play some games, you put a lot in, you're tired the next week, next game. You may lose one.
Speaking of bad games, did you watch any of Denver Vegas?
I saw it. I had to.
That was a boring ass football game.
I had to step in and go against what I was saying because when I see a professional punter kick the ball two times off the inside of his ankle, something's wrong. Because I saw that last night. I said, look, I could kick in the NFL and then I could punt.
I don't believe Denver had a first down in the first until like the 2 minute warning
in
the first half.
Awful.
It was terrible.
That was an awful game,
man.
It was
terrible.
And but
sitting Raiders plus nine
Raiders,
and a half.
The Raiders should have been up by 20 points quickly.
Totally. And that's why they're a bad team, because they didn't capitalize. Peter Rosenberg going to join us next. Chris Wright will join us at 11:45 for a Hoyas Terps preview. Maryland Governor Wes Moore at 12:30. Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, at 1 o'clock. Going to be a fun day. It's a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, but we don't start celebrating until 11. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time special to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.